different from normal. Write it down. 941-373-1220. That's 941-373-1220. You'll also find it posted on our Twitter and Facebook to allow you to interact with the show tonight. The normal toll-free number, not going to work for you. If you call that, our board operator will be instructed to give you the other number, which is 941-373-1220. However, our Skype handle is available, and that's the same as it normally is. LRN.FM is our Skype username, so please use that if you would like to connect with us via that method. We'll take your calls about anything that's on your mind. And for those of you just tuning in, we are live in Sarasota from the WSRQ studios in downtown Sarasota, right in the top of a bank building. We're on the third floor, and the view is great, although it's dark outside at the moment. It's really nice to be here in town. It's, you know, I hardly ever get down here, and so I do tend to enjoy it when I come back. Get to see old friends and things like that, and that's kind of what I spent some of my day doing today. I got a little bit of work done.
It's hard to complain about the weather, too, you know, 80-degree weather in the winter.
You know, I could use a little cooler. The mid-70s would be nice, but it's not bad.
I'm not throwing wood in my outdoor wood boiler to try to keep heat from dying, so, you know.
So, but, you know, inevitably some differences show themselves, right? So, I mean, I used to live here. You used to live here, Mark. We lived here for many years. We were both born here. And having lived now in New Hampshire, the so-called live-free-or-die state for 6 years, coming back here, obviously you see things that change. You see, oh, there's a new building over there, or that grocery store changed to a Goodwill. You know, different surface observations like that. And then there's other things that you notice, like the fact that the cops are everywhere. Now, apparently this used to happen as well when I lived here originally, but I just didn't notice because, I mean, I noticed the cops. I just didn't know how bad they were in comparison to other places. Like in New Hampshire, you drive from one place to another. You hardly ever see the police, except in the cities. Very rarely is it you see state troopers and things like that.
I don't know where you're going. I haven't seen any.
You haven't seen any cops?
No.
Well, I've seen them. I see them all over the place. Maybe you're just not tuned to them, Mark, like
That's
I
right.
am.
You know, police officers just passing me by. I don't notice them.
But anyway, I tend to see that a lot. But something else they have here that we don't have, at least in Keene, and I don't know if they have this anywhere in New Hampshire, is the red light cameras.
Yeah, that's a problem.
This is something new since we left. I don't believe there were red light cameras 6 years ago in this town, and they have them now.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's the typical deal where this ATS camera company is, you know, issuing tickets to people who run through red lights, and it doesn't matter if you're in the driver's seat or not. If it's your car, then you get the ticket. So let your 16-year-old son go out for a joyride on a Saturday night, and he blows through a few red lights. Well, guess what, Mom and Dad? Your butt's going to be on the line for that.
Well, also, I would like to point out that in this circumstance, these red light cameras really don't keep anybody any safer. As a matter of fact, they actually increase injuries on the road because people will slam on their brakes at lights when other folks aren't expecting it, and wham, they get rear-ended.
Yeah.
These tickets, it's irritating when somebody kind of runs a pink light in front of you. You know, they make that left-hand turn in front, and then you get the green light, and you're like, what are you doing out in the middle of the road, when it's my turn? But it's irritating, but generally no one dies from that. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just you're irritated that somebody would push the limits, the boundaries of the light in that way.
I tend to be understanding towards it because I think people should be able to do that. Wait out in the middle of the road.
It's not the waiting out in the middle of the road that I'm concerned with. It's the people that are like, I can make it.
Uh-huh.
Go right through the red light when they know that there's no way you're going to make that thing. And you should have just stopped at the light and waited for the next go around, and that's just that. And it's irritating, but giving the ticket in that circumstance doesn't really, it doesn't dissuade somebody who's going to necessarily get out into a dangerous situation. The dangerous situations are when somebody just flat out doesn't see a light or something like that, or is drunk or barrels through for whatever reason. Those are the truly dangerous situations, and tickets don't stop that.
You know, there's a really great website, Mark, called freestatefacts.com. If you go to freestatefacts.com, it will detect where your location is, whether you're in Nebraska or Florida or California. It'll show your state that you live in now, and then It'll also show you New Hampshire, and it'll give you a statistic. You'll compare statistics like, you know, New Hampshire is the third most peaceful state. Florida is the 46th, or something like that. And it's a pretty neat site that really kind of highlights some of the things that make New Hampshire special in comparison to the other states. So one of them is like cops shooting dogs. New Hampshire had zero in the last year, and you know Florida had 20-something or 80-something. I don't have the statistic in front of me, but go to freestatefacts.com. Check it out. I find it a really neat site. It's easy. It's fun to look at.
This is the first time I've been able to look, and I haven't been in Florida. I've looked, but I've been in New Hampshire.
Ah, yeah.
So it's kind of interesting. You're right. It does show Florida here, and it says if you were in New Hampshire, you and about 3,200 of your neighbors would be represented by one state representative.
Correct.
Where Florida, where each state representative is expected to know the needs of 156,678 people. So you're talking about a difference basically of 3,000 versus 160,000. 3 to 160. It's a big difference.
That's mind-boggling. And that's just one example. You hit the refresh button, you'll get several more examples of differences between New Hampshire and Florida. And the reason we left our hometown, our town of origination, Sarasota, Florida, years ago was because of the Free State Project. Because to a liberty-minded person, it should make sense that if you want to have a chance at more freedom, you've got to get together with other people who think like you. You have to have a concentration of activism in one location. And New Hampshire was that chosen state. There were 10 different states from which to choose. And if anybody had any doubt about New Hampshire being the chosen state and the effectiveness of the Free State Project, look no further than the Liberty Forum. That's where we just came from over the weekend, where hundreds of people who love freedom. We're all together in the same hotel, enjoying each other's company, brainstorming, and, you know, a lot of people planning to make the move, considering moving. It was so much fun. You can go to freestateproject.org, learn more about the Free State Project. We're coming up on 14,000 participants. Not quite there yet, but getting there, over two-thirds of the way to our goal of 20,000 liberty-minded people uprooting themselves, moving to New Hampshire, and getting active. Once again, go to freestateproject.org. Also, freestatefacts.com, really useful website. Mark, I don't know if you knew this about Free State Facts, but you can go there and you can change your location if you would like.
No, so I would not.
You didn't have to wait until you went to Florida to see what it said about Florida. There's a way there in that on the page. You click, and it'll let you adjust the state in which the website displays. So, our number here tonight, 941-373-1220. That's 941-373-1220. Another difference in, you know, Sarasota versus Keene, New Hampshire, Sarasota, Florida versus Keene, New Hampshire, was in court today, and I was good, Mark. I was really good. I probably could have done a lot more to get myself into possible contempt of court situations or whatever. You know, some of the typical things I'll do in New Hampshire, I did not do in Sarasota because I really don't want to make a stand for liberty here. Sorry, Sarasotans, if you're listening. But not interested in that here. It's not my territory, I guess you could say. So I didn't bring my backpack into the courthouse, which is loaded up with, you know, a video camera, all kinds of activist gear, pamphlets, laptop, all that stuff. Left that in the car and just walked in with just, you know, some money in my pocket and, you know, and the keys. And that's it. Well, I was walking through the metal detector, and it didn't go off, but my ex-girlfriend, who I'm staying with this week, pointed out, she thought it went off, and she pointed out that I had a water bottle in my back pocket. And apparently that's a no-no, so basically she threw me under the bus, and I said, gee, thanks. And the bureaucrat, the sheriff's officer, who's standing eyeballing everybody that comes through, looks at me and says, is that a water bottle in your back pocket? And I said, yeah. Because, you know, at that point I had pulled it out and was holding it. And she said, didn't he tell you to empty all your pockets? And I said, no, he didn't. The guy that was running the metal detector didn't say anything like that to me. And so, you know, they then made me walk back through, but they didn't confiscate the water bottle. So all they were concerned with was that I had walked through with the water bottle in my pocket. It was entirely okay for me to walk through with a water bottle in my hand. And so that was, you know, the beginning of the minutia. We can continue here in moments. 941-373-1220 is the number. If you want to tell your story, bring up whatever's on your mind. 941-373-1220. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. The number tonight for you, 941-373-1220. That's different than normal, 941-373-1220. And that's because we're in a different place than normal. We're in Sarasota, Florida, where it's hot outside, unlike Keene, New Hampshire, where it was 30-something degrees this morning, according to the weather. So things are a little different here on Free Talk Live tonight, but the show will run in the same fashion as it normally does, just with a different number. So you can still call in, you can still talk about anything you want, and you can even connect via Skype tonight. We didn't have that running yesterday, but we got it tonight. Username on Skype, lrn.fm. I'm just going to do a little bit of comparing between New Hampshire and Florida in my very brief experience here in town, you know, some of the things that I've noticed that are different from when I used to live here, some of the things that maybe I didn't notice previously that I'll notice now because I've been in New Hampshire for several years. I'll continue that here in moments. But, Mark, I know that we've got some great sponsors on the program. What's one of them?
Well, Bitcoins is one of our sponsors, a gentleman who's very interested in making Bitcoins a reality. And I thought that there's an interesting... I guess it's a blog post that I got from, you know, on here online. It's from maxwellmedium.wordpress.com. And what they're pointing out is that, look, if you've got an online business or, you know, you've got a business in general, you can get garner free press from local press and even amongst the Bitcoin crowd just by accepting Bitcoins.
Great point.
Maxwell says here, you know, that if you've got a online, that in matter of fact, you can solicit businesses. He's suggesting to solicit businesses, and that the Bitcoin community will give you a respectable amount of free publicity, sort of by word of mouth, simply because you take Bitcoins. And I think that this is a reality for a lot of businesses. And those on the cutting edge, those that are early, are getting the worms in this point. And those that come on later, there's not going to be any news behind you taking Bitcoins.
Right, because it's only newsworthy when it doesn't happen very often.
Yep. And if you're a business and you want to take Bitcoins, bitpay.com is the way to do that. If you're an individual and you want to get Bitcoins, the way to do that is BitInstant.com. So go to BitInstant.com and get your Bitcoins there.
All right. So our number here again, 941-373-1220, and connect with us on Skype at username LRN.FM. A couple other minor differences I noted today, besides the fact that Florida is very flat in comparison to New Hampshire, is that in court, as I mentioned, I got through security. It was fine to have a bottle of water. It's just that it had to be in my hand and not in my back pocket for some ridiculous reason. And then this is a courthouse with, I think, something like 8 or 9 stories. There are courtrooms at least up to, you know, floor number 7, because that's where the courtroom was that we went to.
That's
today,
a lot of courtrooms.
For the pretrial hearing. And I'd commented to my friend Bill that there are probably more cops in that one building in Sarasota than there are in all of Keene, New Hampshire. Only 40 police officers in Keene, New Hampshire. Add in the sheriffs, you're probably dealing with 50 total for the entire area.
Sounds about right.
And, you know, in Sarasota, you can't count the police. I don't know what the total number of them is, but it's got to be in the hundreds. So we went upstairs, waited around for his attorney, who was running late, and then went into the courtroom. There was nobody there. No one except for a handful of attorneys who are just basically setting dates for one another. Normally at a pretrial conference, attorneys can go alone. They can just, you know, file their papers and do their negotiations with the judge and things like that, and that's it. You don't really need to have your client there. But in this case, for a plea deal, you do have to have your client because the judge has to ask, you know, are you being coerced into this plea deal? You understand you're waiving your rights. You have to go through this kind of litany of questioning. So my friend was there, and there ended up being somebody else who came in. Another person, young person with parents, were there with him, dressed up very nicely and all that. And this guy ended up kind of finishing his case prior to my friend. And during his case, you know, we're just kind of chit-chatting in the gallery.
With this individual or with
your
friend?
No, not with this individual. Just me and my friend and my ex-girlfriend. Yeah. We're kind of chit-chatting in the gallery. And this the older gentleman who was accompanying his son to the courtroom turned around and shushed me. You know, put his finger up to his mouth and shushed me. And this was while his son was up on the, you know, in front of the judge. And I presume what he was trying to accomplish was, you know, to not have the judge get mad at the gallery during the time in which his son was up on the stand, because, you know, he wants what's best for his son and, you know, knows how these judges' tempers can flare. And, you know, I would say that would probably be the worst thing that I did during the entire court arena, was to just chit-chat and talk and maybe laugh at stuff from the gallery. I didn't have the have to encounter the situation of not rising for the judge, which is something that I typically don't do in New Hampshire, because by the time we walked in, the judge was already seated at the bench. So I didn't have to deal with that particular issue. But walking into the courtroom, there's, you know, a big sign, as is typical with courtrooms, of what you can and can't do. Actually, it's all what you can't do for the most part, but that you can't have any food or drink. You cannot have a cell phone turned on.
You cannot, so therefore no texting. It's not silent mode, not acceptable. If they see you on your cell phone, they may confiscate it.
Really?
It says that right there on the front door. No video devices, no recording devices whatsoever. Now, I did not take the time to inquire about what sort of process, if any, they have to record video in said courtrooms, courthouses, but I know from our experience in talking with the guys over in the Orlando area, it doesn't sound like it's an easy task to get a video camera into a courtroom in Florida. That's just my interpretation.
But you do it all the time in New Hampshire.
In New Hampshire, it's no problem at all. In fact, they just made it easier in New Hampshire to bring a camera in. You can get kind of a media recognition from the state, and my blog, freeking.com, has done that. So now all I have to do to get in with a camera is just flash this piece of paper in front of one of their court security bureaucrats, and they just kind of, you know, let you go in.
The I'm important piece of paper.
It used to be you had to tell them exactly what case you wanted to record. Now I can just, you know, walk in and say, here you go. I've got my credentials. So
it's good to have cred.
Yep, things have gotten better in New Hampshire. It's not perfect. New Hampshire is not perfect. There are a lot of problems there. But comparing it to Florida, it's pretty different here. I mean, we were on the radio on WSRQ this afternoon with Susan Nyland, the general manager of the station, and the issue was gun control. And, of course, we're taking a pro-freedom stance. And the other guest in the studio was also in favor of freedom. And we were talking.
Poor Susan it was three against one.
We were talking about open carry, or I brought up open carry and how it's totally legal in New Hampshire. Apparently, not legal in Florida unless you're going to hunt. So if you are en route to the location to which you'll be hunting, then it's legal to open carry.
Well, there's a lot of stupid rules like that, including New Hampshire. Brass knuckles are illegal in New Hampshire unless you are hunting, as if you're punching deer in the mouth with brass knuckles.
Like I said, New Hampshire, not perfect, but you can open carry in New Hampshire. And for gun freedom people, that's a pretty important issue. Not to mention the difference between the concealed carry permit is ridiculously much more difficult here in Florida. So, you know, those, I've only been here for just over 24 hours at this point, and those are some of the observations that I've made since not having really been in Florida for any significant period of time in the last 6 years. I don't know about you, Mark, if you've noticed any differences.
I have enjoyed the weather. It's been nice.
Yep, exactly. Enjoy your tyranny. The weather's great. 941-373-1220, because the statists are not going to stop moving down here. That much you can count on. Whereas liberty-minded people are not all, but a bunch of them, really great activists, are moving to New Hampshire. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more. Coming up, more ridiculous news from Florida. We'll continue with an update on the couple in Orlando, the Orlando area, that is facing the seizure of their home because they have a garden in their front yard. We'll continue, give you the update on that here in moments. 941-373-1220. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Supporters for the city of Orlando allowing front yard vegetable gardens protested outside of City Hall on Monday in hopes of keeping the city from imposing too many regulations in its new ordinance. We'll give you the rest of the story and update you on what's going on with the folks who possibly may lose their home in Orlando because they have a garden in their front yard. I will continue that in moments. Would love to have your thoughts at 941-373-1220. Should gardens be outlawed? Front yard gardens be outlawed? That's what's going on. That's what has been the case in Orlando. 941-373-1220 for your thoughts. Also, you can connect with us at username lrn.fm via Skype. So again, connect to username lrn.fm. You will need to see us. Mark, you're giving me the cut it indicator.
Go right ahead.
Okay, I don't know what that means. Anyway, go to, connect with us on Skype, send us a request. We will accept your request, and you'll be on our list at that point. So, freetalklive.com, lots of features on our site. Do enjoy them, including live streams, broadband, midband, narrowband versions of the show. We got them, and they're free for you, so enjoy. Also, you can get a list of all the different radio stations, the over 110 radio stations that air the show at various times throughout the week. XM Satellite Radio, we're there too, plus our Bitcoin free-to-air channel on KU Band in North and Central America. In addition to that, you can get us on the webcam, although right now you won't actually see anything there. You should still hear the audio of the show because we're live in Sarasota at the WSRQ studios. So 941-373-1220. Back to the news here over in Orlando. Couple has been threatened by the city, and this ordeal has gone on for months now. I know we first reported this, I think it was back in November, maybe even earlier than that, but definitely as long ago as that. Orlando Mayor Buddy Dwyer, according to ClickOrlando.com, said at the council meeting Monday that the concerns of the College Park couple, whose front yard vegetable garden made headlines across the nation last year, will be taken into consideration as the city drafts a new proposed ordinance. Code enforcement officers threatened to fine Jason and Jennifer Helvetson for their garden. City officials later decided the rules governing gardens were too vague
and newer rules needed to be established. According to Jason, he said, our goal is to help them create a sustainable city, the greenest city in America. We're here to support that. We don't want to go to court over it. The Helmansons tell Local 6 they're glad the city's willing to allow front yard gardens, but they're concerned that officials might impose too many restrictions, possibly limiting the garden to a quarter of the front yard, requiring a fence, and outlawing taller crops. The couple said they believe edible plants should be treated no differently than decorative landscaping. And that's, to give you some indication, there's more to the story, but that should give you some indication of how micromanaged these town ordinances can absolutely be. I mean, these government bureaucrats are telling these, you're going to try to tell people that, you can have this kind of plant, but you can't have this kind of plant. Well, there's this accepted list and this other list that's not acceptable. Oh, yeah, those are acceptable, but you have to plant them on the side or the backyard. In fact, if you're planting them on the side, they can't be visible from the road.
Yeah, they really have prescriptions based on the individual type of plant. And it's just gone too far. I had a neighbor one time when I was living in one of these communities that had all kinds of deed restrictions that had a king sago. Okay. It's a type of like sort of a dwarf palm tree. That's not exactly right. Actually, it's a much older type of primitive type of plant. But that's beside the point. And for whatever reason, they had classified this thing as a bush and not as a tree. It's a short tree. And if you'll note the way, basically they just, it had to be cut off at a certain height. So he had to lop the top off of a tree. And if you can imagine, think about a palm tree for a second. It only has vegetation at the top. If you lopped the top off of a palm tree, what do you have? You have a stump.
Yep.
And that's what happened here. So, it's a crazy story.
941-373-1220 is the number here, and we can go to your calls. We don't necessarily have the best ability to do screening tonight, so we're going to try an unscreened caller. You are on Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Franklin Perez here in Central Florida, local libertarian activist. How are you?
Hey, welcome, Franklin. So you are over nearby the Orlando area?
I'm calling from Tampa because I'm working in the Tampa-St. Pete area Monday through Friday, and then I go back on the weekends.
All right.
But I wanted to comment on what the city of Orlando was doing with respect to those people with their vegetable garden.
Yes.
I'm a firm believer in private property rights, and I don't think they have any business telling them what they can or can't do with their private property. Want to grow a garden, they should be able to do it. What's interesting is a lot of these zoning laws that all these cities pass are essentially violations of private property rights. And what most people don't realize is that Houston, which is a major U.S. city here in the United States, they have probably one of the lowest housing prices, and they have no zoning at all.
That's true. It doesn't have they don't have zoning.
As I understand it, there are some suburbs of Houston that do have zoning, but yes, that's generally true.
And areas contained within Houston,
yeah,
too.
Generally true, though, that Houston does not. And everything's okay in Houston.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and if people want to live in a neighborhood that restricts what you can or can't do with your house, usually the way to solve it is through something called restrictive covenants.
Sure, homeowners association, yeah.
Associations, and if people want to live in that type of neighborhood, then they can go ahead and opt into one of those neighborhoods. But
I agree.
With especially now with the cost of commodity prices going up and up because Bernanke decides to basically pump the wheels on money and just create more money out of thin air. It's just driving the prices of commodity prices even higher. So I mean, probably people when they want to cut down on grocery bills, they should be able to grow their own vegetables if they want to,
Yeah, well, but the city wants you to be dependent on the system. They want you to be, helpless when it comes to taking care of yourself, because then maybe you'll rely more on them.
And it's just ridiculous. There are no shortages of these regulations and zoning ordinances all around the country. They're all completely arbitrary because they're based on whatever bureaucrat happens to be in charge or a set of bureaucrats or politicians.
Right. Even if these were voted on by the public in sort of a referendum situation, the public doesn't write them. So they just kind of say, yeah. I mean, they're usually, you know, they're going to be a half page
brick
long.
Papers.
You know?
Everyone should have to have them.
Right. I mean, it's just. You know, they're not writing them, and this is where the real power comes in, who writes these things.
Sure, and also how they're enforced as well. You know, it's sad, Orlando, for the great activists that are there, you don't really ever see any good news coming out of Orlando. I mean, as far as liberty is concerned, they cracked down on the Food Not Bombs folks who are arresting multiple people who are just trying to feed hungry folks in a local park there in Orlando. That was happening last year. Plus, you've got Mark Schmitter, who is a jury nullification activist, now thrown in jail for 140-something days to serve out the remainder of his six-month sentence for handing out jury nullification information, which one judge, a little tyrant named Belvin Perry, called jury tampering, which is ridiculous. Because jury tampering is only when you target a specific jury and ask for a specific verdict in a certain case.
There's case law on that, isn't there, Franklin?
There is. There's this one guy out there in Hankin, up in New York, and in fact, he did the exact same thing that Mark Schmitter did, and a federal court up in New York basically said that it's okay to put out FIJA leaflets as long as it doesn't target any specific case.
Yep.
You know? But the problem that happened here was that this thing got appealed to, I think, the fifth federal court, the fifth district of the mm-hmm. federal court system. And what happened was that there were two counts that they were appealing. The first one was the free speech zones, and the fifth federal court said, Perry, you can't do that. Those free speech zones that you set up are a violation of First Amendment rights.
I hadn't heard that news. That's good. So now you can stand anywhere you want outside of the courthouse?
That's correct.
So
what happened was, but the second count, which was handing out the
leaflets. Stand by with the rest of the story. I want to hear the rest here in a moment. More on the way with your calls as well. Welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
He's Jack.
She's Connie.
And now that we're at that age where the kids are out of the house.
Finally.
Jack.
What? Now we're free to do what we want. And since we have Consumer Cellular with their affordable cell phone service, we can reach the kids anytime.
True. Consumer Cellular's plans start at just $10 a month.
Try Consumer Cellular risk-free for 30 days by calling 888-300-SAVE. And Consumer Cellular is the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members, so be sure to ask about your special discounts.
And there's no contract, so we're not tied down.
Like we were when the kids were still home?
Exactly. Switch to Consumer Cellular today. Plans start at just $10 a month. Call right now for free activation. That's a savings of $35. Plus, get free shipping. No matter how much you use your phone, you'll save with Consumer Cellular. And save yourself from cell phone contracts, too. Call 888-300-SAVE. That's 888-300-SAVE.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
And in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa. It's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number here tonight, 941-373-1220. That's 941-373-1220. And you can take control of the airwaves. You don't have to talk about gardening and zoning regulations that in Orlando are threatening a couple's home because they've got a garden in their front yard. The city of Orlando has a problem with this. They have threatened them with zoning code violations, which, if not obeyed, could result in fines on a, you know, hundreds of dollars per day basis. It's typical of how these zoning code fines go, which after enough time can stack up to over the value of the amount of the home, which can result in your home being taken from you. And the people involved in this case, unfortunately, they're not really, you know, principled liberty people. The guy, if I'm recalling correctly, it's not mentioned in this version of the story, but in prior articles, this guy's like a professional city planner, so or he's some sort of an environment, some kind of a planner, central planner of some sort. I forget the exact brand or for whom he works, but they're not exactly coming at it from a principled liberty perspective, but they are coming at it from the perspective of, hey, it's my front yard, I should be able to do what I want with it. And they're going to be going to the city meetings where they're going to discuss proposed changes to the zoning ordinances in order to supposedly make them easier to understand, which, of course, it's only going to make it more complicated. They're only going to make things more difficult.
When was the last time a government made things easier to understand?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they thrive on obscurity in their laws. I mean, that's what they want.
Let's bring Franklin back on the line here. He is listening in the, Central Florida area, also tonight in Tampa. Franklin, you're back on Free Talk Live. You were telling us about the jury nullification situation down there, because not only are they cracking down on front yard gardeners, but they're also cracking down on jury nullification outreach with Julian Heichlin, the heroic 80-something-year-old jury nullification activist that has been arrested multiple times nationwide, was also arrested in Florida, ended up with a 180-day sentence for so-called jury tampering. He decided to flee the country and seek asylum, I think it was in Israel, where he's still out there sending out email updates, kind of letting people know what's going on with jury nullification here in the U.S., and then you also have a local activist there in the area, Mark Schmitter,
right,
who was just put back in jail, even though he was out on appeal on an 180-day sentence for handing out jury nullification information. And for those that don't know, jury nullification is where a juror can vote not guilty based on your opinion of the law itself, whether or not you think the law is good or bad. Like, so if I'm on a pot case and I think the war on drugs is ridiculous, I can vote not guilty, even if the guy got caught with 10 pounds and he was caught red-handed, because I don't think that's a good law.
The most famous case that started all this almost was back during colonial times, the famous Peter Zenger case. I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but Peter Zenger had a newspaper during colonial times, and there was some type of rule there, the law that was passed by the colonial governor, basically saying that you couldn't criticize the governor. Well, Peter Zenger criticized the governor. He was put before a trial, put before a jury, and the jury basically came down with a not guilty, and it basically said, well, you know what? The law is the law, but the law sucks, so it's still not guilty. And that's where this kind of, that's the famous jury nullification case.
I've heard of the Zenger case, and this was actually, jury nullification was going on throughout the colonial period, and even in England also.
Is that because jurors were better educated about that sort of thing back then?
I don't think people trusted their government.
Because they have no clue. Juries don't know.
The progressive era in the late 19th century and early 20th century was a real sea change for the way government was existed in the United States. And in that time period, people became many people became convinced that the government was the solution to problems. In that time period, the public school system was ensconced, and now you have the government educating people about how the government is the solution.
Yep.
So that was what changed.
So you were telling us, Franklin, what's going on there with a court decision, a circuit court of appeals, Fifth Circuit Court, where they
Let me explain. I called yesterday the office of the law office of the Sudbury Law Office that's representing Mark Schmitter, whose phone number is 407-395-4111. And I didn't actually talk to the attorney, but I spoke with somebody there. And what they basically explained to me was that there were two administrative rules that this tyrant Judge Perry put against Mark Schmitter. One was that he wasn't handing out the literature in the free speech zone.
Which was overturned by the Fifth Circuit.
Right. And the second one was that he was trying to tamper with the jury by putting out these nullification pamphlets. And that's what he got charged on, which is actually easier to defend the one dealing with the pamphlets, because there's already been precedent. Well, the Julian Hakelin, in fact, I'm reading here an article, indictment against Julian Hakelin, jury nullification advocate, is dismissed. And basically it reads, a federal judge on Thursday, this is back on around April of 2012, a federal judge on Thursday, this was up in New York, I guess.
Yep, this was the case with our listener of the show, with Bile from Blog of Bile, who was there with Julian Hakelin when Julian was arrested, and Bile was arrested as well in that case, and the Federal Circuit Court upheld the right to do jury nullification.
It says a federal judge in Thursday ordered the dismissal of an indictment against the professor, Julian P. Hakelin, who had been charged with jury tampering for advocating the controversial position known as jury nullification while outside the courthouse. So now what you have is an interesting thing. You've got one part of the federal court system saying it's okay to hand out the pamphlets, and now you've got the Fifth District Court of Appeals that basically said that no, handing out the pamphlets is jury tampering. So now what Sudbury is trying to do is he's trying to basically take this all the way to the Supreme Court. But I got a feeling that he's got a very strong case. I mean, I can't believe the U.S. Supreme Court basically saying that, you know, you can't hand out these pamphlets. If anything, you know, they should say that it's a violation of free speech.
Obviously.
It
seems pretty clear. So, you know, you're right. Even though you've got a federal court decision saying that this is legal, this is typical of courts where one court will say something and then the other courts just will ignore it. Unless they're told to stop doing what they're doing by a court that's above them, they don't have to stop it. So even if the other court has made a crystal clear decision, as they have done, and you can point to the court and say, look, this is what the federal court said, they can just ignore it because there's no order forcing them to stop enforcing this stupid interpretation of jury tampering, which is what's going on in Orlando. And then they did they pulled some kind of fast one in Orlando last week where they just decided, even though Mark Schmitter was out on appeal, because he was found guilty in Belvin Perry's court, in district court there, he's out on appeal, they just decided that Perry somehow managed to get him back in jail. And I don't. It still hasn't been explained to me how that happened.
That's how he did it. They put him back to jail because to my understanding, after talking with a representative of that law firm, basically they put him back to jail because the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeal basically upheld Perry's.
So they got a ruling back on it, is what you're saying.
Jury tampering. So that's why he was put in jail.
Is he still in an appeals process?
Well, they're trying to appeal it all the way to the Supreme Court.
But in the meantime, you get to sit it out, buddy. It's ridiculous. Hey, Franklin,
I'm very upset at it. I mean, I'm a candidate here in Central Florida.
Oh, good luck with that.
I sent out a press release basically. I was highly critical. I sent out a press release condemning Judge Belvin Perry of this thing. You know, I mean, because it was.
Did the press pick it up anywhere?
Well, no one has. But I referred to him as a tyrannical piece of manure.
And, you're absolutely right. I hope that you can get up to New Hampshire one of these days, Franklin. I appreciate the call and the update from Central Florida, where liberty is certainly not flourishing in any way, shape, or form. Appreciate hearing from you at 941-373-1220. We'll continue with hour number three of Free Talk Live here in moments. You take control.
Computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored. And the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.